But for now, the countdown is on. In less than a week's time, Treasurer Scott Morrison will get up to the lectern at Parliament House and hand down the federal budget. We've heard a few juicy details here, a couple of questionable comparisons to Santa Claus there, and a whole lot of political spin. 2SER are going to have an entire team covering the budget a little bit later on in the week, but this morning we have Janine Dixon from the Centre of Policy Studies at Victoria University to help us work out what to expect from the government next Tuesday night. Janine, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
So we've heard a lot of talk from the government about how revenues are looking particularly healthy this year. It seems to be one of the main talking points. Generally speaking, do you think there's any truth to that?
Yes, I do. I think there is some truth to that. Revenues are looking pretty strong, particularly from company taxes, and also actually the GST tax looking a bit stronger than they expected.
And so that's where, is that the main sources of the extra money coming from?
Yeah, those two are the main sources, particularly the company tax. That's the big one. So what we've got there is a bit higher than expected, mainly because iron ore prices have been a bit higher than what they forecast in the budget. And also we've got a number of companies coming out of losses. So companies like Qantas, for example, have had losses for a number of years, which they've been able to use to reduce their taxable income and essentially pay no company tax. But those losses are coming to an end. So we had some companies with losses dating right back to the global financial crisis. There was a big spike in investment during the mining boom, which hadn't returned much profit yet. But these things are sort of coming to an end. So we're expecting to see a bit more company tax revenue in particular this year, which is good news.
And we do know, of course, there's a federal election on the horizon. You did mention corporate tax cuts. The government is touting tax cuts for individuals as well as the corporations. But do we have any idea what kind of, I guess, tax relief we're specifically going to see?
Yeah, I think there probably will be some personal tax cuts in there, just to offset bracket creep, if nothing else, and possibly a bit more than that. Company tax cuts have not been passed, and even if they are, they won't have an effect for quite some time. So I think we're probably likely to see some income tax cuts, which will either take the form of just straight out cuts, you pay at a lower rate, or they might take the form of movements in the tax thresholds. So the tax-free threshold might move up, or maybe the tax threshold at one of the lower rates might move up.
And so from one sort of cut to another, I guess, it wouldn't be a budget without, sort of cutting money to different areas. Do we have any idea what areas of government or what programs are likely to have their budgets reduced?
Yeah, look, not really, no. I think this budget's looking pretty healthy, and I think the government's going to really focus on some improvements in some of the programs.
Oh, well, that's a good sign. Fingers crossed for that.
Fingers crossed indeed. So possibly there's funding for things like the Great Barrier Reef on the horizon. There's funding possibly a bit of humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid, that would be pretty much unwinding some of the deep cuts that took place in earlier budgets under Joe Hockey.
Well, it's going to be one to watch as the week unfolds. Janine, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries, my pleasure.
That was Janine Dixon, economist at the Centre for Policy Studies at Victoria University, letting us know about what we can potentially expect to see in the federal budget next Tuesday night. And if you're keen for any more budget news and analysis, we have our own budget team here at 2SER. They're going to be analysing everything that does go down. They're going out to Canberra. It's all a big deal that's happening around the station at the moment, and we'll keep you in the loop.